This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've got a twofer today. Two questions about rental cars. One from listener Barry Reeves, who wondered why cars are so cheap to rent, considering their value. And this one from Brianne Hallback in Atlanta, Georgia.
I've always wondered why rental car companies give you two keys that you can't separate.
I know, right? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman picks it up from there.
I started my quest to answer the two identical keys mystery sitting at a cafe, searching for sources on my laptop, and sitting next to me was Patty Parker. She drives a Porsche, rents cars a lot for work, and I asked if she had any ideas about the keys.
I think they like the fact that it's bulky so that you don't lose them.
Decent guess, though it's wrong. And this is personal for me. Here's what happened. A few months back, I rented a car from Hertz in New York City. Long story short, a parking attendant locks both keys in the car. I call Hertz, they send AAA. I'm charged like $130. I tell the AAA guy, if these keys weren't attached, I wouldn't have this problem. He offers to cut them apart.
I'm gonna cut them apart.
And his bolt cutter can't even do it. That wire is like titanium or something. Obviously, I need to go to the source for the answer. I head to Enterprise Rent-A-Car in my neighborhood. Ian McGrath is behind the counter.
So there's multiple locations. We share cars between branches. And since we have more than one key set, each car comes with two sets. We just want to have both sets together when we sell the car.
So this has nothing to do with us as consumers. It's about the value of the car for resale. Replacing a key can cost $400. Paula Rivera at Hertz explains.
We have about a 500,000 cars in our fleet. So logistically, it's very difficult for us to store the second set somewhere and then match it up with the original car.
I put it to her that it's a real pain for renters if they lose the keys or lock them inside like I did.
Hertz actually offers a premium roadside service. So for approximately an additional $650 a day, things such as keys locked in cars or lost keys are included in that service.
Oh my God, she just tried to upsell me with the premium roadside service. And that brings us to the other question a listener asked. How do the rental companies make money? Well, first, they buy so many cars, the automakers cut them big discounts. And they've figured out the formula to make sure those cars are on the road 80% of the time. Jack Gillis of the Consumer Federation of America says where they really push for profits is the add-ons.
There's virtually no reason to buy the auto insurance if you own your own car and have your own insurance policy.
10% of revenue comes from car seats, gasoline, insurance, GPS, stuff we opt for at the counter because of convenience or a hard sell.
Many of us fall victim to pay for the full tank up front, and the only way that's ever going to pay off is if you return the car and roll in running on fumes.
And finally, the companies get pretty good resale value when they unload the cars 20 or 25,000 miles later. Patty Parker, the woman I met at the cafe, bought a former rental, a Kia, from a dealer, and she didn't even know it.
I rent cars all the time, and they disgust me.
Many states don't require dealers to disclose that to used car buyers.
You know, we felt like we'd kind of not been given the whole story.
There's this longstanding perception that renters are worse than Evel Knievel.
Chris Brown is with Auto Rental News, and he says don't shun the lowly rental on the used car lot.
But I don't know people who get into a rental and decide to do donuts in McDonald's parking lot. The majority of rental cars are driven by people between the ages of 25 to 65. They hold credit cards, so they have some financial means.
At the end of the day, the rental car companies aren't going to make the profit they need if they don't resell at top dollar. And a top dollar resale car comes with two keys. So it seems our two I've always wondered answers are cabled together by titanium and can't come apart either. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.